Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes in the middle of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm here at the International Astronomical Union's General Assembly at the CTICC in Cape Town, where there's stacks and stacks of astronomers, one of whom is the retired Professor Phil Charles, who used to be the director of the South African Astronomical Observatory, here in Observatory in Cape Town. And he's telling us about his current research, which is about these things called white dwarfs. Well, first of all, good afternoon, Phil.
Good afternoon, Ketchel.
And what is a white dwarf?
Well, a white dwarf is actually what our sun is going to become at the end of its life. In fact, it's steadily building up the core, the helium ash, as the result of burning the hydrogen at the center of the sun, which is what powers it and which is what keeps us all alive and has done for ever since the solar system was formed. But the hydrogen burns into helium, and you get a helium core at the center. And because it's heavier, it sits at the center, and it gradually grows. In about 4 billion years' time, that core is going to be large enough that the sun will be burning hydrogen in a shell on the edge, and the core is so heavy that burning will cause the outer parts of the sun to start to expand, and it'll become a red giant.
Oh, right, and this is when the Earth's oceans boil away like forgotten tea water, right, and we're all toast.
That's correct.
Yep. Okay, but we've got 4 billion years to wait for that to happen, so we've got a bit of time yet. So you're studying white dwarfs. They're all over the universe, are they?
They're perhaps the most common star you will find in our galaxy now, because we see them everywhere. But because they're so small, the core of the sun that will be left over will be about half the mass of the sun, but it will be contained in a volume the size of the Earth.
So it'll be very dense.
It's extremely dense. It has properties which were only understood properly roughly 100 years ago, when Chandrasekhar used the new quantum mechanics to work out the state of matter in the center of a white dwarf and what's keeping it up against gravity. These are extremely common. Now remember, our sun is just a single star, but half the stars in our galaxy are all in multiple systems, mostly binaries. And this will happen in binary systems, and by various interactions between them, you can end up with a white dwarf very close to its companion star. And when material from that companion star falls into the gravitational influence of the white dwarf, it doesn't go straight on. It forms a disk of material around it, and the white dwarf will accrete material and become, actually, it will be visible in X-rays and ultraviolet. And these were discovered as such for the first time in the 60s and 70s. But the ones I'm interested in, amazingly, aren't in our galaxy. They are in the Magellanic Clouds. These are the neighboring galaxies that many of you will have seen if you're lucky enough to live where you have access to a dark night sky, both the Small and Magellanic Clouds. Well, we found about 40 years ago with the first X-ray surveys that there were these objects that were extremely bright in X-rays, but their spectrum was very unusual. It was what we called, it was very soft. In fact, we called them super soft sources. That just means the temperature was only about 500,000 degrees or so. We're then watching naked thermonuclear fusion taking place. This is the fusion that we hope one day will be able to save our society in terms of its energy generation. Because if we could replicate that safely, and people are working on it with fusion programs in the US and in Europe and around the world, that would solve our energy problems forever.
Now, this is what astronomers work on. They're looking at all sorts of things going on out there in space. These unusual white dwarfs, what did you call them? Soft?
Super soft sources.
Super soft sources. And this is what retired astronomers get up to. You know, looking at super soft sources, looking at what these strange white dwarfs are up to near our galaxy. And it might give some pointers as to how we can generate energy safely, cheaply and effectively here on Earth. Thank you very much, Phil Charles, for talking to us about your current passions, or at least one of them. It's nice to see that you're still around, you're still coming back to Cape Town and visiting us here. So thank you, Phil.
It's a delight to be here. I love coming to Cape Town and continuing to work with my colleagues here.
And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.